人的一生啊，难免会遇到不公平的事。
In man's life, we'll encounter things that are unfair.
比如说我们交易呢，受骗呢。
Maybe we will be tricked.
还是被欺负。
Or bullied.
我们所付出的呢，确实没有得到应该有的回报。
And maybe what we put forth, we do not get what we should be repaid.
比如说我们认为啊，这件事情我们有功劳，可是呢，却是被别人抢走了。
Or maybe we put in a lot of effort and hard work, but it was taken away by someone else.
假如我们碰到这些不公平的待遇呢，那经常我们总是会觉得心里面就愤恨不平。
And so sometimes when we encounter these unfair situations, we might be feel very have a struggle within our heart.
那我们总是想讨回公道。
And we want to seek justice for ourselves.
可是神是公平的。
But God is righteous.
他会为他的儿女伸冤呢。
And he will fight on behalf of his children.
因此大卫他作诗他也是提到我们的神是伸冤的神。
And so in Psalms, David also mentions how God is a just God.
请看诗篇94篇。
And let's look at Psalm chapter 94.
诗篇94篇的第一节。
Psalm 94 verse 1.
诗篇九十四篇第一节。
Psalm 94 verse 1。
主啊，你是伸冤的神，伸冤的神啊，求你发出光来。
Verse 1. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, O God, to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth.
所以这边作诗的提到说，你是伸冤的神。
And so here it talks about how God is a God of vengeance.
伸冤这个字可能我们有时也经常用到。
And so sometimes we may use this word vengeance.
那我们看什么是冤哈？冤屈啊，冤枉这个冤是什么意思
？And so what does it mean to be treated unfairly?
所谓冤就是无缘无故受到这种处分还是指责，没有什么原因。
And maybe when a person is rebuked without having done anything wrong.
那我们假设看中文字的话，这个。黑板上的中文字
And if we look at the Chinese character on the board,
就是一间房子底下关着一只兔子。
It looks like it's a house, and underneath this house is a rabbit that has been encaged.
所以害这个兔子它就很不开心了。
And so this rabbit is unhappy.
它想要出去告诉其他的好朋友，可是没办法，因为被关在里头。
And he wants to tell his friends, but he cannot because he's already been encaged.
伸冤这个伸就是扩大把这个手伸到外面去。
And so when it's on, and the other character is like your hand that is stretching forward.
所以伸冤就是把我们的冤就伸到外面去让别人知道。
And so you are stretching your hand out, so that other people will know, the unfair, how unfairly you have been treated.
那这个做事的人大概有什么冤情呢
？And so for this psalmist,
我们看
vengeance is he need.
第三节哈。
Let's look at verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
说主啊，恶人要夸颂到几时呢？要到几时呢
？3. Lord, how long will the wicked? How long will the wicked triumph?
所以经常有些时候，我们的对头呢，他们经常夸颂。
And maybe those are enemies. They are triumphant.
就是我们就居下风
And we are
所以我们是被欺负的人。
We are the people that have been bullied.
对方是欺负者。
And the person that is the bully themselves.
再来看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
那一些人呢，他们经常说傲慢的话。
And so these people, they often speak insolent things.
那傲慢的话听起来就让你气息也无凶就让你非常生气，但是你也拿他没办法。
And so these insolent words may cause us to feel great wrath, but there's nothing that we can do.
他摆着一个很高傲的姿态。
And they have a very arrogant attitude.
他摆着一副高高在上的姿态。
And they have a very proud attitude.
所以有些时候我们去政府机关办事情去机关办事情，有时候会碰到这种人
And sometimes when we go to the DMV we will encounter these types of people.
他讲话傲慢动作又慢，我们说赶快赶快为我办事情可是他还是慢慢来。
They may speak slowly and move slowly, but they still do everything at their own pace.
有时候会被他气死。
And sometimes they will make you so angry.
那再来第五节。
Verse 5.
那他们强压你的百姓。 这个欺负人的人，他们强压。
And so these people who bully, they break in pieces.
啊，就是说他们会威胁对方。
Or they may try to persuade the other person.
啊，让对方啊啊心里面觉得非常害怕。
And to make them feel very afraid.
啊，这些事情呢、啊、都是无缘无故而来的。
And so these are all things that happened without any reason.
啊，并不是说自己的本身有多大的错误而引来这些不必要的麻烦。
And it's not that, oh, they hadn't done anything wrong that these things happened to them.
所以做事的人说啊，这个要到几时啊？
And so the psalmist writes, how long will the wicked triumph?
啊，心里面很烦啊，要烦到几时呢？
It's like, oh, this is something that's very bothersome. How long will it be?
所以当有冤情的时候啊，也是让人闷闷不乐。
And so when we encounter things like this, we may might not know what we can do.
可能啊，饭也吃不下了。
Maybe we won't be able to eat.
可能也没有心情上班。
Or might have the heart to be able to go to work.
也没有心情啊去上课。
Or have the heart to go to school.
因为有苦说不出啊。
Because they have a bitterness that they're unable to speak of.
所以我们神啊，就是专门为了这些无依无靠的人、困苦的人来伸冤的。
And so here, the Lord is taking vengeance for these people.
那罗马书里头告诉我们说，不要为自己伸冤。
And in Romans tells us that we should not take vengeance for ourselves.
可是很多人呢、啊，都是急着啊，要讨回公道啊。
So, however, some people they rush that want to see justice for themselves.
因为对方实在是很没有道理呀、
啊。Because they feel like the other person they are unreasonable.
所以讨回公道就变成好像是很合理的。
So when they seek their own vengeance, then it feels like something that is reasonable.
可是，在我们人想起来是合理的时候，为什么神却要偏偏说不可以伸冤
？And so, for something that seems reasonable to man, why does God say that we shall not seek our own vengeance？
啊，请看利未记。
Let's turn to Leviticus.
利未记十九章。
Leviticus chapter 19.
十九章十六节。
19 verse 16.
利未记十九章十六节。
Leviticus 19 verse 16.
十六节啊。我们慢慢念哈，慢慢念。
Let us read slowly from verse 16.
不可在民中往来搬弄是非，也不可与邻舍为敌，置于死地啊！我是主啊！所以这节的意思呢，就是说不可搬弄是非。
It says not you shall not go about as a talebearer among your people.
可是当我们想要讨回公道的时候，我们一定啊讲话是对我们有利的哈。
And so when we seek our own revenge, it may be that if we sound very reasonable.
啊，保罗他说，虽然我是觉得我有道理啊，但是我也不一定是对啊。那判断的是在乎神啊。
And we may say that we are right, but then and then what we have done is right, and the judgment is for God to do.
所以当我们想讨回公道的时候，为了让我们显得有理哈，那我们一定说对方不对。
And so when we seek our own vengeance, then we will say that the other person is wrong.
因为在当我们想要讨回公道的时候
，because when we choose to take our own vengeance,
哪里有人会想说，哪里有人会说我是错的，他是对的，那这样子就不用讨回公道了。
No one will say that, oh, I'm wrong and the other person is right. There would be no reason to seek your own vengeance.
所以，假设要自己伸冤的话，要讨回公道啊，那就会变成有的时候会搬弄是非的。
And so sometimes when you feel that it is unreasonable, then that is when you will try to take your own vengeance.
那会变成啊，公说公有理啊，婆说婆有理，各说各话。
And so they each person will speak on their own.
那后来啊，更是使情况啊，弄得更糟糕。
And so this will cause a situation to become even worse.
那再看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
那不可心里恨您的弟兄啊，总要指啊指摘您的邻舍，免得因他。担罪啊，十八节。
18.
不可报仇，不可报私仇哈、啊，也不可埋怨你本国的子民，却要爱人如己。我是主。好，那我们到目前为止再想一想哈、
啊。And so at this point, let us think to ourselves.
我们为了要讨回公道。
As if we are to take our own vengeance.
我们尽量一定会保护自己。
It is to we would want to protect ourselves.
那说别人的错。
We will speak of the wrongs of others.
那这个时候呢，我们就很容易落入我们会。恨别人
，and this will cause us to hate another other person.
因为认为自己是有理呀、啊，自己怎么会遭遇到这种不公平的待遇
and ？Because you feel that you are right, and then how would I can I encounter this type of injustice？
那有的时候就会报私仇，以自己的方法，以自己的情绪 来解决问题。
They will use their own method and use their and make their decisions based off their emotions.
啊，假如四个字啊来报复的话，那等于啊是自己在当裁判官呐。
And so in this instance, you are your own judge.
那自己当法官，自己也当陪审团。
You are your own lawyer and your own jury.
啊，就干脆听一个人说就好了。
And so you may think, oh, just one person speaking is enough.
所以这个是也是不公平的啊。
And so this is something that is unfair.
啊，当然我们会觉得很公平呐。
And if we think something is fair,
那其实是不公平的。
Actually, this is something that is unfair.
因为在我们可想啊，在我们可想很可想要讨一个公道的时候
，Because when we feel that we really want to seek our own vengeance,
那我们的心啊，就被这种复仇哈，被这种报仇的心啊所充满。
And this type of vengeful heart will take over our heart completely.
啊，那我们看到神怎么鼓励我们？神呢，不但说不要生怨，他还说要爱人如己。
And so the Lord encourages that not only shall we not take vengeance, but we must love our neighbor as ourselves.
那也就是要原谅别人呢。
That means that we need to forgive.
啊，就是要放他走啊，放他一马。
And that means that we have to let them go.
那不然的话，会像约伯哈，不然约拿，那约拿，当尼尼微城的人哈悔改以后
，Then if not, we will be like Jonah, who after the city of Nineveh repented.
那他的心里也觉得很不公平啊。
In his heart, he felt that this was unfair.
啊，神啊，你不说要毁灭他们吗
？God, did you not say that you would destroy the city?
那这次我特别听您的吩咐嘿。
And now, I have followed what you have commanded me.
我走了那么多天呐，去传警告。
I have walked so many days to pass on this message.
我按照您所讲的来传警告。
And I have done according to what you have told me.
啊，结果呢，你赦免他们的过犯。
But at the end, you forgave their sins.
所以他觉得心里面很不服气呀。
And so he felt that this was unfair. This is unjust.
他也是要向神啊讨回一个公道。
And so he sought to seek vengeance from God.
那神当时没有听他的了。
But at that time, God did not listen to him.
我们想想那个时候，约拿啊，他心里面一定是很不平的。
And we can see that here at this time, Jonah had a very unstable heart.
他心里面也不平安呐。
And he had no peace in his heart.
好，那我们再来看，既然神说不可伸冤
，If God tells us that we shall not seek our own vengeance,
那是不是当我们被欺负的时候，那我们就好像闷到心里头，我们就谁都不讲？
Does that mean that when we encounter injustice that we don't say anything and we just bear it all on our own?
啊，其实啊，我们啊承受到这种不公平待遇的时候
，And so actually when we encounter injustice,
啊，当然也可以向啊政府机关哈来申诉。
Of course, we can go bring it to the court to find justice.
啊，请看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书是三章第四节。
Romans chapter 13, verse 4.
罗马书十三章第四节。
Romans chapter 13, verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
因为他是神的用人，这个他是指着第三节做官的这些人。
And so in verse 4 it says, for he is God's minister. So he is referring to the rulers before in verse 3.
那这些人呢是神所派来的人呢。
And these are people that have been sent by God.
啊，说是与你有益的，你若是作恶，却当惧怕，因为他不是空空的瞥见，他是神的用人，是伸冤的啊，刑罚那作恶的啊，他是伸冤的。
So verse 4, for he is God's minister to you for good, but if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil.
因此，当我们觉得我们受冤屈的时候。
So if we feel that we have been treated unjustly,
那有证据的话,
and if we have evidence,
当我们的财物啊承受到很大损失的时候,
if we in our belongings we have experienced a great loss,
好像这个交易啊被骗了,
like if we have been tricked, our wealth has been tricked away,
那当然可以去政府机关的按铃申告啊。
Of course, we can go to the court and to report it.
啊，再请看路加福音。
Let's also turn to Luke.
路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章第一节。
Luke chapter 18 verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
那主耶稣啊，设一个比喻啊，是要人常常祷告啊，不可灰心。那第二节。
Verse 2.
就是某种有一个官，这个政府的官，他不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。第三节。
Verse three.
那城里有个寡妇啊，常到他那里说，我有一个对头啊，求你给我伸冤啊。所以主耶稣也是用当时的时代背景社会的背景、政府的制度来说这个要常常祷告不可灰心的比喻。
And so Jesus Christ uses the context of that time to show, to speak a parable about how we should pray and not lose heart. And so if we do encounter an injustice, especially if we have a loss financially,
当然可以向主管机关、政府机关来申冤呢。
You can bring your case to the judge to receive justice.
讨回公道。
And to receive the right thing.
因为这些政府机关的人是神的用人。
And because these judges and rulers, these are the servants, the ministers of God.
是为着要替这些善良的百姓讨回公道的。
Because they are there so that they can seek justice for the innocent citizens.
那神指定这些人当官也是要秉公行义啊，他们要秉公行义的。
And so God also allowed them to become ministers to do good.
要刑罚作恶的人。
And to punish those who do evil.
保护善良的百姓。
And to protect the innocent citizens.
可是呢，有些时候执法机关呢也没有办法解决我们的难题啊。
But sometimes even these judges are unable to solve our difficulties.
那个时候也不要自己解决啊。
And at the time, we also cannot solve it on our own.
不要私自报复啊。
We cannot take vengeance on our own.
不要去外面请人啊，去修理某个人，我们的对头啊，这个不可以的。
And we cannot hire someone to become an enemy or to take care of someone else.
不可去伤害他们。
We cannot go and harm the other person.
不可造谣言。
And we cannot.
不可毁坏对方啊，不可毁谤对方。
Oh, we cannot slander others.
那我们怎么办呢？
So then what do we do?
那这个时候就要让神来伸冤。
And so this is at the time that we allow God to take vengeance for us.
因为神是看人的内心啊。
Because God looks at our hearts.
神是看人，看到心灵深处的动机。
And he looks at our hearts and our motives.
在旧约时代，设立一个制度叫做逃城。
And in the Old Testament, they established the cities of refuge.
那逃城就是让这些无心杀人的人逃到一个地方来，让他们得到庇护。
And so, and these cities of refuge were established so that those who accidentally killed someone, they could go to there.
所以他们就可以免于被这些复仇的人所追杀。
So that they have an escape from those who people who are seeking vengeance.
那以事实来看这些人的确是他们有杀人
Have if we look at it, these people they truly have killed someone.
他们已经夺取了一个人的生命。
They have taken someone's life.
这个就是要以命偿命啊。
And so, actually, if you think about it, they have to repay life for life.
但是呢，他们这些人不是故意的。
However, they did this unintentionally.
那叫神是看人内心。
And so God looks at the heart.
所以神说这些人不必要死啊。
And the law is that these people do not have to die.
因为他们不是故意的啊。
Because they did not do murder, kill intentionally.
但是也不是说我杀人，但是我不是故意的啊，所以我就赶快逃到这个逃城。
And so if they kill someone unintentionally and they run to the city of refuge.
他这里宣告说，我不是故意的。
And then he says himself that, oh, I have killed someone unintentionally.
这个不算数啊，这个必须要有祭司啊，当时的祭司、大祭司来断定说你是不是真正是故意还是不是故意的。
And they cannot just take their word for it, but they will have to have the priest to be able to be a witness to see if this person is true, speaking the truth or not.
所以圣经说，当时大祭司等到大祭司兴起的时候，大祭司来做决定。
And so when the high priest comes and the high priest makes his decision.
那大祭司是谁呢
？And who is this high priest？
就是主耶稣啊。
And this high priest is Jesus Christ.
主耶稣就大祭司。
Because Jesus Christ is the high priest.
所以主耶稣他要做决定，谁对谁错。
Jesus Christ will be the one to make the decision of who is wrong and who is right.
因为主耶稣是看人到。看到这个心灵深处内心的动机啊。
And because Jesus Christ is able to look into the heart and see a person's motive.
神啊，并不偏袒任何一方的。
And God is not biased towards any person.
我们看当时神在处理亚伯拉罕还有他妻子，还有他的这个使女夏甲之间的 微妙关系。
And if we look at how God treated Abraham, and Sarah, and Sarah's maidservant Hagar.
然后第一次，当夏甲她发现自己怀孕的时候。
The first time when Hagar realized that she was pregnant.
啊，当然她很高兴啊。
She was very joyful.
可能她讲的话对她的主人的太太撒拉也比较不客气。
And so she may have spoken very rudely to Sarah, who was her mistress.
所以让撒拉非常生气啊。
And this caused Sarah to be very angry.
哇，现在你怀孕了，就轻视我，藐视我。
And that after you have become pregnant, that you despise me.
啊，所以撒拉她说决定了要回报啊，要对夏甲不客气呀。
And so Sarah wanted to treat Hagar harshly.
以前他是很尊重他的，请你啊，请你啊，跟我的先生啊生一个孩子。
And so before, Sarah might have been more respectful and asked Hagar to have a son by her husband.
啊，现在他态度改变了。
But now that her attitude has changed.
所以这个态度改变呢，当然两个人的关系就处不好，撒拉跟夏甲关系就处不好啊。
And so because of this change in attitude, the relationship between Sarah and Hagar became strained.
啊，导致夏甲他决定逃离家里。
And Hagar made the decision to run away.
然后神在旷野的地方就碰见他。
And it is in the wilderness that the angel of the Lord found her.
啊，神说回去啊，伏在你主人太太撒拉的手下，伏在她的手下。
And the angel of the Lord says to her, "Return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hand."
那当然，在人的立场来看，撒拉不对啊，撒拉苦待你呀。
And in the eyes of humans, it might seem that Sarah was the one that was wrong.
肚子已经很大了，还让你离家出走。
And some woman who was pregnant, and they still allowed her to run away.
啊，真是没良心呢。
This is a person without a conscience.
啊，但是神怎么处理
？But how does God take care of this
matter? 神说回去呀，回去你主人那里，服在他手下。
But the Lord says to her, "Return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hand."
啊，神很公平呢。
God is just.
那当然，我们不知道怎么想哈。
We don't know what to think.
好，那第二次呢？
Second time,
当夏甲生了以实玛利以后
，After Hagar bore Ishmael,
那撒拉因为恐怕他儿子哈、以撒的产业哈、被以实玛利夺走了
，And so for Sarah, she was afraid that her son Isaac's inheritance would be taken by Ishmael.
所以他就告诉亚伯拉罕说：“那你要把夏甲还有他的儿子啊，以实玛利赶出去呀。”
And so Sarah told Abraham that you have to send away Hagar and Ishmael.
那以我们人的想法说，哎呀，怎么那么可怜？你看孩子都生了。
And so from the perspective of man, it may seem that it's so sad that you would send away this child.
那当时是撒拉，你把我送给你先生作为姨太太的。
And that that you were Sarah was the one that had given Hagar to be a wife to.
啊！现在孩子生了，你再要把我赶走。
But after the child has been born, that you will send me away.
有没有良心呢
？Do you not have a conscience?
好，这是我们人的想法。
So this is probably human thinking.
那神怎么说
？But what does God say?
啊，神说要听撒拉的。
God says, "Listen to what Sarah has said."
要听撒拉是什么意思呢
？And what does it mean to listen to her?
听撒拉的意思就是说要把夏甲还有他的儿子以实玛利赶出去。
And that is that they have to send away Hagar and Ishmael.
啊，这是神的方法。
And this is God's method.
这是神的处理的方法。
This is how God takes care of this.
以人的角度来看，可能不尽公平啊。
And from the perspective of man, it may seem not fair.
但是神他知道整个情况。
But God knows the whole situation.
他掌控整个情况，他也掌控每一个人内心的想法。
And He has everything in His hand, and He knows.The thoughts of every single person.
他也知道每一个人的需要。
And he also knows the needs of every person.
所以他就说好，那夏甲跟你的儿子以实玛利，你就出去，好的。
And so Hagar and Ishmael they were sent away.
那当时神来照顾夏甲跟他的儿子以实玛利。
But we can see later that God took care of Hagar and Ishmael.
所以我们看起来神并不偏袒任何一方。
And it is so we can see that God is not biased.
神的处理是很公正、很公平的。
And that how God is very just and how He takes care of things.
所以我们要让神 来处理我们很难处理的问题啊。
So we need to allow God to take care of the things that we find difficult to take care of.
因为既然问题是很复杂
，because if an issue is very complicated，
我们有没有能力去请这个律师啊
？And we do not have the ability to get a lawyer.
啊，有位姐妹，她其实啊，就是为了他们财产的问题。
And so a sister, because of the issue of inheritance,
她想要请律师啊来解决。
She wanted to
帮她解决。
She wanted to hire a lawyer to take care of the issue.
那律师说好，你要叫我解决，那你要先给我6000块。
And so the lawyer said, okay, if you want me to take care of this, you need to first give me $6,000.
哎，事情还没办哦，都还没办哦，什么都还没办，连一个字都还没写，就要说要先6000块给律师。
And so this is before anything had been done by the lawyer, and she already had to pay $6,000.
啊，所以我们几个人能够出得起第一次啊，要付6000块钱呢。
And so how many of us can be able to pay $6,000 for the first time of meeting this lawyer?
勉励这位姐妹，那就靠神了，让神来伸冤。
And so for the sister, she just all then will rely on God and allow God to take vengeance.
好，请看《申命记》32章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
申命记三十二章。
Deuteronomy 32。
申命记三十二章三十五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 32:35。
三十二章三十五节。
35。
他们施脚的时候，伸冤报应在我，因他们遭灾的日子近了，那要临到他们身上的必速速来到。36节。
36。
那神见他百姓毫无能力啊，你看一点办法，一点能力都没有啊，无论困住的、自由的都没有剩下的，就必为他们伸冤，为他的仆人后悔。啊，那神啊，是专门为这些没有能力的。来伸冤啊。
And so God will take vengeance on for those that are unable to do so for themselves.
那不管他是谁，
no matter who this person is,
只要没有能力，
if they do not have the ability,
神就帮他忙啊。
God will be there to help them.
因为其实我们也不能够做什么，
because we can do nothing.
那只好求神帮忙。
We can only ask God for help.
那我们看摩西啊，摩西当时他受到亚伦还有米利暗的误会啊。
And so we know Moses at the time, he was looked down upon by Miriam and Aaron.
那他本身觉得很受委屈的。
And for him, he also felt very sorry for himself.
因为是神自己要跟摩西说话啊。
Because God is the one that wanted to speak to Moses.
那神自己拣选摩西跟他面对面说话。
And God was one that chose Moses to speak to him face to face.
那他没有轻视啊，摩西没有轻视亚伦跟米利暗的意思啊。
And so Moses did not look down upon Miriam or Aaron.
可是亚伦跟米利暗却说：“你摩西为什么那么骄傲了？”
But then Moses and Miriam and Aaron claimed that Moses was being very proud.
啊，为什么只有你可以跟神说话
？Why are you the only one that saying that you can speak to God？
那我当时也是帮助你把以色列百姓从埃及带出来的。
And so wasn't I not also one that helped to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
我还帮助您啊，替您在法老王的面前啊讨价还价。
Have also helped you to speak before Pharaoh.
哎，那摩西当然觉得很委屈呀。
And so we can see that Moses, felt very wrong.
那并不是他主动要跟神说，而是神要他，神自己要跟他面对面说话的。
And so it was not that Moses himself wanted to speak to God face to face, but God was the one that wanted to speak to him.
所以当时啊，摩西啊就很安静。
So at this time, Moses was very quiet.
他没有为自己啊辩论。
He did not debate for himself.
因为为自己辩论的时候，一定说自己有理啊。
Because when you debate for yourself, then you'll say that you are the one that is being reasonable.
那可能自己很生气。
And you may become very angry.
但是他很安静。
But we can see he was very quiet.
让神来处理。
And he allowed God to be the one to take care of this.
结果真的神就马上处理啊。
And we can see that the Lord did indeed take care of this issue.
神就马上告诉亚伦跟米利暗他们两个人。
That the Lord spoke to Aaron and Miriam, saying.
神的意思就是说，是我主动要跟摩西说话，面对面说话。
And that I am the one that wants to speak to Moses face to face.
因为他在我全家是敬重的。
And because he is so faithful in my house.
然后反而神像米利安生气啊，米利安他说长了大麻风啊。
And so he was angry, his anger burned against them, and so Miriam had leprosy.
哦，所以我们不要随便啊，对某一个人啊提出批评啊，尤其是神的工人。
And so we cannot just take it lightly that we speak badly about a person, especially when it is a worker of the Lord.
让神来伸冤。
Instead, we need to let the Lord seek His own vengeance.
那我们看约瑟啊，约瑟在苦难当中啊，在困难当中也没有为自己伸冤呢。
And so we can see Joseph also in his suffering, he did not seek vengeance for himself.
约瑟他并没有做错什么事情。
Because Joseph did not do anything wrong.
啊，被他哥哥们拿着出卖到埃及。
He was sold by his brothers to Egypt.
后来更是凄惨呢。
And later on, even worse.
他没有做错什么事情。
He did not do anything wrong.
他被诬告、被陷害、被关在监牢里头。
But he was tripped and sent to prison.
他形容这十几年以来的光阴啊，是很凄惨的了。
And so we can see that in this 10-something years, he lived a very pitiful life.
说当他结婚啊，他当做了宰相结婚以后，生了第一个孩子。
And so after he was married and had his first son,
他就把他取名啊。
And he named him.
啊，叫做马拿西啊。
Which is Manasseh.
那么意思说，神让我忘记过去的苦情。
And it's basically it's that the Lord helped him to forget his suffering.
所以这十几年来哈，他是过得很辛苦的。
So we can see in those 10-some years, he lived very, very pitifully.
他被误会啊，被遗忘。
He was misunderstood and he was spoken badly about.
啊，但是他也没有为自己伸冤呢。
But he did not take vengeance for himself.
好，那我们看大卫也是一样。
You can see David is also the same.
大卫在患难当中被扫罗王追杀的时候，也没有为自己伸冤呢。
That David, when he was being chased by King Saul, he did not seek vengeance for himself.
好，那我们现在看哈，当我们受到委屈的时候
，So when we have been wronged,
我们要怎么做
？What should we do？
我们第一个，当然刚刚说提到了，可以遵循法律的途径啊来申诉。
And so the first thing we can do is to seek justice from the court of law.
啊，这是第一个选项。
This is the first option.
那么第二个选项。
And the second option.
啊，就是凭着爱心呢，宁可吃亏啊。
Is to through love just take be at a loss.
啊，虽然自己呀亏损，自己呀受委屈呀。
So even though you are at loss.
那就吃亏吧。
And you just to make the decision that all you will just be at loss.
哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第六章。
First Corinthians chapter six.
哥林多前书第六章。
First Corinthians chapter six.
第六章第六节。
Six verse six.
第六节。
Verse six.
你们竟是弟兄与弟兄告状，而且是告在不信主人的面前。第七节。
Verse seven.
那你们彼此告状，这已经是你们的大错了。为什么不情愿受欺呢？为什么不情愿吃亏呢？第八节。
Eight.
你们倒是欺压人、亏负人，况且所欺压、所亏负的，就是弟兄。那这是一箭双雕
And so we can see there are two things.
就是一个石头打中两个鸟啊。
Oh, so we can see that there is a stone that I'm killing two birds with one stone.
那这里第一个是告诉这些被欺压的人。
And so first is talking those who have been wronged.
没错，有这个冤情的人。
Those who have been, or I feel that something is unfair.
啊，所以我们就宁愿吃亏吧。
Then why do you not rather accept be cheated?
神有没有否认我们受冤屈呀？
And God did not say that we would not be cheated.
神说对啊，你是很冤枉啊。
And so God instead says, yes, it is indeed that, yes, you have been cheated.
啊，神说就忍吧。
Then he says, oh, you should just endure through it.
为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated?
因为神会把更多的给我们啊。
I mean, that's because God will give us even more.
神是创造宇宙万有的。
God has created all things.
所以他什么都有，他是最富有的。
And so he has everything and he is the most wealthy.
所以只有我们能够忍耐。
If you're able to endure,
我们宁可吃亏
and we let ourselves be cheated,
那神能够把更多的给我们
then God will give us even more and better to us.
哦，所以这是个选项啊。
And so this is our choice.
好，那么第二只鸟是打到这些欺压的人的。
And so the second bird is talking about those who are cheating.
啊，这些人啊，说你为什么欺负我们自己的弟兄呢？
Why would you cheat your own brother?
所以当然被欺负的人呢，我们就宁可吃亏吧。
So for those who have been cheated, then you should let yourself be cheated.
因为 假如每一个人都要讨回公道的话，
because if every person wants to seek their own vengeance，
那教会里面就没有安宁之日啊！大家都一直抱怨，一直讲说他错了，一直这个在抱怨那一个人，那个人在抱怨另外一个。
There will be no peace in church, and rather everybody would be complaining about one another.
那我们就不能够得到安息呀。
Then we'll not be able to have rest.
所以就宁可吃亏。
So rather, let yourselves be cheated.
但是我们相信神是。
But we have to believe that God Himself is righteous.
我们相信神会弥补我们的这种损失。
And God will be the one to replace our loss.
好，那第三个
Third.
就凭着信心刚是凭着爱心宁可吃亏。
And so the first, the other one was through to through love, but now it is through faith.
现在是凭着信心宁可让步，听凭主怒。
And so through faith, we allow ourselves to be cheated instead.
请看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12, verse 17.
十七节。
Verse 17.
不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事，要留心去做。十八节。
18.
若是能行，总要与总要尽力与众人和睦。十九节，亲爱的弟兄不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说：“伸冤在我，我必报应。”那这个就要凭着信心了。
And so this is according to faith.
因为这是主说的，主说：“伸冤在我，我必报应。”
Because God Himself says, "Vengeance is mine; I will repay."
所以我们就不要自己伸冤。
So we do not have to take vengeance for ourselves.
我们反而要宁可让步。
But instead, we have to make way.
那听凭主怒
，and to listen unto God。
这个要凭着信心。
This requires faith。
我们要相信主必这样做。
And believe that God will do this for us。
主会为我主持公道。
And God will be the one to take vengeance for us。
那么第四个选项
And the fourth option。
请看二十一节。
So get verse 21。
二十一。
Verse 21。
你不可为恶为恶所胜，反而以善胜恶这是最后一个选项。
And this is the last option that we can choose.
不要以恶报恶。
Do not be overcome by evil.
反而要善待那个欺负我们的人。
But instead, do good to those who have taken advantage of us.
要善待那个对我们不公平待遇的人。
To be good to the one that has treated us badly.
要善待那个老是嘲笑我们的人。
And to do good to the one who mocks us.
这个是最后一个，也是一个最高的境界了。
And so this is the highest thing that is required from us.
所以我们刚刚提到四个选择。
So here we have mentioned four options.
第一个就是可以到法院去上诉。
The first is that you can go to the court to receive your justice.
那么第二个选择就凭着爱心就宁可吃亏吧。
And the second option is that through love that you just take the loss.
我们说吃闷亏。
And so.
就是暗暗的，你是暗暗的行，好像是暗暗的行善一样。
And so it's like you're doing good quietly.
可能没有人知道你的苦楚。
And so maybe no one knows your suffering.
可能你已经被骗了，被上当了。
And maybe you have already been tricked.
那么就是宁可吃亏
And so you just take the loss.
当然，假如是自己有过错的话，自己要悔改。
But if you have done something wrong, then you need to repent.
有的时候吃亏是因为自己的贪心上当。
And so sometimes our loss is because of our greediness.
但是圣经所说这种吃亏是因为不公平的待遇、不公平的教育而遭受到损失的。
And however, in this case, this is because of unfairness and how a person is unfairly treated.
这个就好像我们现在政治所说的，这个弱国了，没有外交了。
And so it's like how right now it's saying that our country is not accepting any immigrants.
因为国际之间游戏规则都是这些强国在定的。
And it is because it is all of these strong nations that are setting these rules.
所以有时候我们的交易也是一样。
And so sometimes in our interactions, the same.
您看看有些时候那个。契约有的字很小密密麻麻，你不用放大镜的话，根本就看不清楚的。
And so some contracts we see that all the words are so tiny, if that a magnifying glass, you would be unable to read it.
那你也不疑有他，签名签名
签名。And so you just unknowingly you just sign it.
到时候自己吃亏对方说，有了，已经有说，你看这个字在这里，说， 你那个字谁能够看得清楚啊？
And later when you are at a loss, and then the person says, oh, you signed this contract, then you say, oh, these letters are so small, how can I read it?
啊，所以在这种情况之下啊，在这种情况之下，不是因为自己的贪心。
And so in this type of situation, not because of your greediness.
那我们第一个就是可以上诉啊。到法院控告啊。
So the first option is that you can bring it to court.
那么第二个选择啊，就凭着爱心，好吧，那就吃亏了。
And the second is that, oh, through love, then you just take the loss.
哎，没有那种力气啊，就利用这个时间祷告啦，求主怜悯。
And so you just don't have that strength, so you just pray to God and ask for mercy.
那第三个就是凭着信心了。
The third one is to ask by faith.
那宁可让步。
And so you allow the other person.
那最后一个。
And the last one,
啊，知道他是错的，他知道对方是很可恶的。
And so to know that person is wrong, they are evil.
哇，可恶到极点。
That they are so very evil and do evil.
啊，有的人说啊，简直啊，很想要去对方啊，再揍他一顿呐。
And so some people might say that, oh, they want to go to that person and curse them.
好，在那种情况之下。
So under that type of circumstance.
哎，以善胜恶。
To overcome evil with good.
啊，不跟他计较。
Is to not to fight with them.
啊，求神赦免他。
Instead, ask God to have mercy on them.
啊，让他有机会能够悔改。
So they have this opportunity to come and repent.
啊，这个叫以善胜恶。
This is what it means to overcome with evil with good.
所以我们有这个几个选项。
So we have this option.
那就是看我们的能力哈到哪里。
And it is of how where our ability is at.
啊，有的人或许啊可以就直接选第四个。
Some people automatically can jump to the fourth option.
啊，能够以善胜恶
，to overcome evil with good。
啊，那我们遭受到这样损失啊，不明不白的损失。
And so sometimes when this loss that is unknown and unfair。
啊，当然心情很不好啊。
Of course, we might feel very bad。
有的时候会哭啊。
We may cry。
啊，但是圣经说，一宿说要哭泣。
And however,
一个晚上的哭啊。
However, it says that in one night of crying。
啊，哭了整个晚上。
You cry all night.
啊，但是早晨呢，就要被欢呼。
And then in the morning, joy comes.
因为神终于伸冤了。
And because God has taken vengeance.
所以我刚刚提到，神也不是否认我们内心的这种苦楚啊。
It's not that God is ignoring the suffering that we have in our hearts.
神是知道的。
God knows.
所以我们也会哭啊，哭也是很正常啊。
So it is right, it's okay to cry. It's crying is normal.
甚至哭整个晚上都是很正常的。
Even if you cry all night, that is also normal.
但是到了早晨的时候。
So in the morning,
我们就会转变成为欢呼。
We'll be able to have joy.
因为神来安慰我们。
Because God is there to comfort us.
神伸冤了。
God has taken vengeance.
啊，虽然环境可能没有改变。
So even though the environment has not changed.
但是我们心改变了。
But our heart has changed.
我们能够去接受它。
We're able to accept it.
我们也可以去接纳对方。
We're able to accept.
就好像没有这个事情发生一样。
As if this situation had not happened.
我们的生活仍然回到平静。
And our life is able to once again be at
peace. 这个就是神的恩典了。
This is the grace of God.
这个也是神迹。
And this is also a miracle.
啊，叫唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
Let's sing hymn. 363. 好，谢谢。
363.